I'm here lying next to you. In my mind, you're all that I really want. Claws and the marks on my favorite shark get me feeling emotions I didn't know I had for you. You thought you knew, but you didn't, and I didn't at all. Like cigarette, I wanted you to stay sometimes, but things never change, do they? Or do they change with that notice? Yeah, like cigarette. Change with thy notice, yeah. Ooh. Catching distance, what's on your mind? I want you to notice how I keep trying to talk to you. Like catches my eye, distractions occur. I'm trapped in a blur. And you walk me home like sugar. Things never change, do they? Or do they change with the notice? Yeah, like sugar rain. No, I wanted you to stay sometimes, but things never change, do they? Or do they change with the notice? Yeah, like sugar.
You just heard Distractions by Wild Painting, and I did cut that song a little bit short just because, honestly, I think the beginning of that song is like one of the most beautiful pieces of music. It always makes me so emotional, but near the end, it just gets like a little bit too intense for me, and that's just not something that I'm super into, but it is a beautiful song. So hello, I'm coming to you live today from CITR 101.9 FM, and I am on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This show is called Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah. And today I'm going to be just playing some good music and then talking about some shows that I've been to in the last week, reviewing them and just telling you how they went and what I think of the artists. So yeah, stick around for that. Next song is called Quite Like You by Andy Schauf. And this song is such an amazing story. Like, just the way that he tells it is very interesting. And also, I really like the melody and how it the cadence goes down. I think that's, like, at every line. I think it's really interesting. So yeah, this is Quite Like You by Andy Schauf.
Thank you. Later you move to
That song ends very abruptly. But that was Vanilla by the band called Lore Feiche, Sunset Roller Coaster. And before that, you heard Quite Like You by Andy Schauf.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal, what the f***?
It's the script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
That's a fun PSA. Okay, so I went to a few concerts over the last week. I've actually seen a lot of live music recently, which is super nice, super soul healing. I've had a great time. But one that I went to last week was for this artist called Noah Gunderson. If you guys listened to my show last week, I was talking about how excited I was to go to this show. And let me tell you, it definitely exceeded my expectations. So I went into this show not really knowing a whole lot about Noah Gunderson, but the reason I went was because I have a friend, Charlotte, who's super into his songwriting, and I was like, yeah, I mean, let's go. Sounds great. So we got there, and it was at the Vogue, I think, or no, it was at Venue downtown on Granville Street. And the opening act was this guy called Scott Ruth, and he had like a guitarist accompanying him, and the guitarist would like play these solos that made it sound like the guitar was crying, and it was just so beautiful. And also like Scott Ruth's music, like his lyrics and his voice were very nice as well. And then Noah Gunderson came out, and the very first song he played was his song, it's the first track off of his new album Lover called Robin Williams. And let me just tell you, that song like does some things to me. It's just, it's very emotional. It's very, very sad. So like right off the bat, you know, he just like pulled at my heartstrings. But then throughout the show, it was like, it was a very dynamic show. He would like play a really sad song like Robin Williams and then move to like a really upbeat song that was just like, you wanted to dance to it and just like, you know, get down. But like one thing that I would say is true about all of his music is it sort of carries you in this way, like it grips you and like pulls you with it. Like you don't really have a choice. You're going to be captivated. And Noah Gunderson had, I mean, it looked like he had a similar experience to like the listeners, or at least to me. Like you could tell that his body just moved with the music, like, and it seemed entirely regardless of his will. It was just like the music demands that you move to it. And yeah, as like a performer, he was making a lot of personal jokes with the audience, which was really fun. You know, he was good at like engaging everybody. There was this one person on the side of the stage who kept like yelling at him to play this one song, and then he made this joke about like even hecklers are nice in Canada. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, also like I noticed that his voice is also very dynamic. He can do a lot of different things with it that I feel like a lot of singers may not be able to do. Like he can make it have this like gravelly quality, but he can also make it like floaty sounding. So very talented vocalist. And then there was one song that I had like a particularly interesting experience with. So he has this song called The Sound, and I had heard a version of The Sound that is combined with another artist named Phoebe Bridgers' song. So basically they produced this like dual song, and the first half of it is her song Killer, and like they're both singing on it, and the second half is his song The Sound, and they're both singing on it. And that whole, it's like a 7-minute piece of music, and it's like on Spotify or whatever, and I listen to it all the time. And the whole thing is like very slow and like depressing, honestly. It's just like piano and vocals and nothing else. And that was like the only experience I had had of his song The Sound. But then at the show, like, you know, he was starting a new song, and he was like this heavy drum beat, and it was like really intense, and I was kind of like getting into it, and then he starts singing the words, and I was like, oh my God, this is The Sound. Like, this is the original version of The Sound, and it was like this heavy, heavy rock song. And that was just like really interesting to me. So I'm gonna play The Sound for you guys today. And then, you know, on your own, you can go and listen to the version that I've been listening to this whole time. But yeah, this is the one that he played at the concert, and it was amazing. It was very, very energetic. So this is The Sound by Noah Gunderson.
Just a washed up
Okay, so I decided I am going to play a little bit of the, like, piano version of the sound, just so you can see how like, starkly different it really is. So this is, I'm just going to play, like, a little bit. This is the sound piano version.
Keeping nothing for yourself like a stone cold killer. Now you're passing your people like a ship in the night. To every stranger for a fight. Nothing ever comes, ever comes if you call it. Choking like a dog on a collar. Open up your mouth if you want it. Listen for the sound, the sound, the sound.
Anyway, yeah, so that was, I just played two different versions of The Sound by Noah Gunderson, and they're super good, both of them, in, like, very, very different ways. So, anyway, that was an awesome concert. You guys should definitely check out Noah Gunderson's music. I listened to, like, his older stuff and then, like, compared it to his newer stuff, and, like, he just, like, evolves in every single album he makes. Like, it's never the same, which is really interesting, so... Yeah. Okay, next song for you guys is called I Want a Boy by Power Bottom. Here goes.
I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lips. You're the boy for me, and I'm the boy for you. Drop me a line at OB8419 at bar.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now because it's only getting colder.
Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers, and before that you heard I Want a Boy by Power Bottom. Motion Sickness is one of my absolute favorite songs. In the beginning she's talking about, like, she says, I faked it every time, but that's all right. And then she goes, you gave me $1,500 to see your hypnotherapist. Oh no, she says, I faked it every time, but that's all right. I can hardly feel anything at all. And then you gave me $1,500 to see your hypnotherapist. So the way that I interpret that is it has to do with sex and, like, you know, she faked orgasms every time. That's what I think is going on. I have no idea if that's actually what the song means, but it's interesting either way.
Crimes and Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM. With Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
So I went to another concert last night. It was for the artist Cat Clyde. And again, this was an artist that I didn't know, like, a whole lot about, but I had a friend invite me to it because he had discovered one of her songs through, like, some TV show that he likes. So it was at the Biltmore Cabaret in, like, around Main Street area. So when I arrived, I walked in and the whole room smelled like melted wax because they were burning a ton of candles. And that was, like, a really nice, comforting smell. And it was, like, very dimly lit by these candles. And it was just, like, I could tell it was going to be, like, a very chill and, like, classy experience, you know? And that was interesting because last time I went to the Biltmore Cabaret, I saw this, like, very heavy rock show, so it was, like, super different from that. So Cat Clyde. So the first opener, she had two openers for this show. The first opener was this band. It was a three-piece, and their music was, like, very emotional, and it was interesting because the drummer was also the singer, and I feel like you don't see that every day, so that was pretty cool. And then the second opener, I really liked him. He was really good. I feel like his voice kind of sounded like Ray LaMontag. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's last name, but Ray LaMontag. I don't even, okay, it's spelled LaMontagne. I don't speak French or whatever language that is, but similar voices, and, like, I guess the style was really similar. But this guy, the second opener, he was playing blues music and he used, like, a harmonica, and it was really good. It was really groovy. Like, he also had a lot of, like, you know, deep emotional songs, but then, like, some of the stuff was just super groovy. And then Kat and her band came out, and I found out that they're from Ontario, which was pretty cool. And honestly, like, I had no idea what to expect from this artist. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was music that I don't typically listen to, like, the style or the genre. It was, like, I guess, like, bluegrass, mixed with country, mixed with like New Orleans blues kind of. So I don't know. It was like, it felt like music you could listen to by the lake down in like New Orleans or whatever. I don't know. But also she played like one song. I don't know what the name of it was, but it was like just like the Hoedown Throwdown from Hannah Montana. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. But it was like very, very country. And like, I wanted to just like square dance to it, like really aggressively, you know? But yeah, there were some songs that were like really, really hype. And then her vocals were really interesting. I would describe like her style as vocally heavy. Like she would have these long, prolonged like vowels, that like you could tell like she was pushing a lot of like energy into it. So like very powerful, kind of like howling like a werewolf kind of thing. But it was very, very pleasant to listen to. Yeah, there were also a lot of really good like guitar solos and stuff. And she had some like growling and like screaming in her voice at some point. So it's very diverse. But yeah, all like very prairie music kind of stuff, which was just like a very unique experience for me because I don't normally go to those kinds of shows. But yeah, it was great. There were a lot of audience members that were like really into it. I think some of them got a little bit drunk, but like yelling every time. It's like, oh, this is the song I'm going to play. And they were like, yes, that's my favorite song. But they said that about every song. So it was a good energetic show. I had a really good time. Yeah, so this song is called The River by Cat Clyde.
Times they are a-changing and times they are a-moving, and everything I ever knew will never be the same. I lie awake in the same old way, but there's something in the air and it's calling me, and I know I'll follow. I don't think about it anymore. As the summer ends, I think of our last goodbye. It's hard to imagine the seasons without you by my side, and I know this winter is going to be especially cold. Like the river I roam along, the day I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. I saw a group of birds passing by, they were moving like a school of fish in the sky. I hold on to that moment. 'Cause it's times like that that I feel so small, and I'm humbled and I feel one with it all. And my roots dig deep and my branches are so high. Like the river I roam along, the day I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. Like the river I roam, I roam along, the day I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. I just need to keep that flock of birds inside my head and that fluttering inside my chest. Like the river I roam along, the day I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. Like the
me up, honey. We are parallel lines, the way we don't meet. But we're side by side. Or in one day, it'll all be black. In some days, I can't wait for that. I could draw the every look on your face.
That was Parallel Lines by Jasper Sloan Yip, which is our very own music director here at CITR. I even opened the door during, or like of the studio during the song, but I don't think he noticed that I played his song. And I'm looking at him right now and he's definitely very busy doing something else, but it's okay. Jasper's music is awesome, so you should check it out.
When the forces of white heteropatriarchal capitalism try to get you down, 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 down.
If that's what you wanna do.
Bechdel Test Burlesque is here to lift you up with a jam-packed, star-studded evening of pop culture critique powered by Thrill Joy Feminism. After 6 years of sold-out shows from Seattle to the University of Oregon, Bechdel Test Burlesque is coming to Vancouver with an international intersectional coalition of nerdy feminists to prove that rebellions are built on hope. One night only at the Rio Theater on November 30th. This show is not to miss. Check out riotheatertickets.com for more information and to buy tickets.
We can go crazy and the pop.
Cool. Next song is called Lionhearted by Billy Martin.
Keeping in the quiet and shade, I could run away with all my time. Wouldn't it feel the same? Oh, this is lonely territory. I've got miles ahead. How I wish that I was lion-hearted. And if you talk to me and I don't reply,
over here on the other side. Even if it takes all night, even though I try my hardest, how I try with all my might. Oh, I'll be waiting on this hillside. I see miles ahead. How I wish that I was lion-hearted. And if you talk to me and I don't reply, I am way over here on the other side. And
That was Someday, Triple J Like A Version by Julia Jacklin. And before that, you heard Lionhearted by Billy Martin. So Julia Jacklin is from Australia, and I have a friend in the studio with me right now. And off the air, we were just chatting about how the biodiversity in Australia is just, like, really random and weird. And I think it's really cool, and I was just thinking about how, like, I found out recently that Australia was never connected to Pangaea, so, like, any evolution that occurred there was, like, super separate from, like, the rest of the world, and I think that's super cool, so I want to go there someday. I think it'd be awesome. Okay, I think I'm going to play one more song for you guys. Maybe two? No, I can only... Well, okay, we'll see what happens. This one is called 20-something by SZA.
You ain't say you was moving forward. Honesty hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I miss the way you need me, yeah. Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something all alone, still not a thing in my name? Ain't got nothing. Running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, wish you were here. Oh. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings.
God bless them, God bless them, God bless them.
Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me, kill me. We're took us so long to separate. I feel it's permanent like a riptide. This time, waves crashing fast. I try. Think of the past, please stay.
How could
it be 20-something all alone, still not a phone in my name? Ain't got nothing. Running from love, only no fear. That's me, miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Oh, God bless them
20-somethings. God bless them, God bless them, God bless them,
God bless them. Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me, kill me.
God bless them, God bless them, God bless them.
pretending it's an illusion?
It looks like I've just received a call from an anonymous caller. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
I called to say that this is some nonsense you're spewing about evolution.
Oh, what are you talking about?
What we have here is a fabrication of what really happened.
And what really happened, sir?
Ma'am, what really happened is that there was a God created everything. There was no evolution, as you call it.
Evolution?
Our Lord Jesus Christ, he wrote dinosaurs.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
The fact that you're not talking about that, it really, really pisses me off, really offends me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never meant to offend.
I'd like you to be a bit more inclusive on this radio channel.
Okay, I'll do what I can. Okay, that was a joke, just so you guys know. That was my friend Han. We're just messing around. So it looks like I have time for, like, another song, at least, like, part of one. And then I'm going to head out. So yeah, this will be the closing song. Thank you for listening to my nonsense today, featuring Han in the last few minutes. But yeah, so, you know, check out Noah Gunderson and Cat Clyde. They had some really good live shows this past week. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys next time on Feeling Sounds. So this is The Valley by Ethan Gruska. Goodbye.
I'm driving through the valley. My whole childhood was here. Early memories of my family. Mom and Dad were still together for the first couple years. I remember it just barely. I never really cared, and I still don't, to tell the truth. But if childhood defines you, can it ever be behind you? At the house at the end of the alley, my first love, she lived in there. It's where I kept disappearing. She was all I cared about for 2.5 years. Now I remember her so vaguely. I know I broke her heart, but she broke mine equally too. If it's heartbreak that defines me, can it ever be behind me? Looking back in the rearview mirror, holding on for dear life. Like how I'm laying in bed, looking into the eyes of my future wife. Thinking it's family that defines me. I can't help if they remind me of the fear that can be blinding, that history repeats itself in me.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups.